out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 2nd of October, 2018. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, I've got a hilarious news story to begin with today, and it is always funny when leftists are faced with the truth. They live in such a world of lies that it comes as a complete shock to them to actually hear facts. They just want to stick their fingers in their ears and start squealing and screeching. They just desperately don't want to hear the truth. They hate it so much because we live in a world of lies. They are surrounded by lies. And some of the best instances of this come through science, basically, when science, because they really, all they can do is just accuse people of being politically incorrect, because you cannot argue with the facts. It's like the facts about IQ and race, and the fact that the African Negro has an average IQ of 75, which is the same, well, it's borderline retarded by white standards. A white child with an IQ of 75 is retarded, and that is the average IQ of the African Negro. That is a fact. But if you say that, they'll screech at you that you're being racist. This is racism. The world is racist. The world is sexist. That's the way that it's created. And by going against it, you can't go against it. The more you go against it, the more it pushes back. The more people come out with crazy ideas about equality and men and women being equal, the more ridiculous it becomes. And the more people are going to push back against it. And this instance that I'm going to talk about here that's happened, this has happened in the field of science, in the field of physics. Now, I remember a month or so back, there was this woman physicist who has decided, she was given an award, even though the award had already been given out 15 years ago for the group that she was working with. And they decided that they were going to give out the award again, but specifically just to her this time, just because she was a girl. Basically, she was working as part of a group. She wasn't doing anything particularly on her own. And with the money from that, she was going to give it to ethnic minorities, refugees, and women to try and get more women into physics. So why would you want more women in physics? If it's not something they're interested in, why try to get more of them involved in physics? It's not something that they appear to be particularly good at. And obviously the figures, when you look into this, are going to prove that. And this is exactly what's happened. And this actually happened at a conference on getting more women into physics. This is the great thing about this. A senior scientist has given what has been described as a highly offensive presentation about the role of women in physics, the BBC has learned, at a workshop organised by CERN. Professor Alessandro Strumia of Pisa University said that physics was invented and built by men. It's not by invitation. What's wrong with that? That is a fact. Physics was invented and built by men. Everything about our civilization was invented and built by men. This is a fact. But feminists cannot stand to hear facts. And what he means by saying it's not by invitation, he means that you can only become a physicist by merit. You have to actually know what you are doing to become a physicist. You cannot just say, well, we need to have X amount of women as physicists, so we'll just give them the job anyway. We're never going to make any breakthroughs in physics ever again if we just put people in there just simply because they happen to be women. We want more women doing it. absolutely crazy. He said it's actually male scientists who are being discriminated against, and it's because of ideology rather than merit. And this guy's actually done the research into this. He has all the figures to prove this. And on the BBC today, they've been desperately trying to prove him wrong, and they couldn't even find a female physicist to talk about it. They had to find a female biologist. That's how many female physicists there actually are. So when he says physics was invented and built by men, he's 100% correct. And yet they're attacking him just because it's the truth. They don't like hearing the truth. He was speaking at a workshop in Geneva on gender and high energy physics. And obviously it was intended that he was supposed to be talking about how women are oppressed, but the conference was on gender. So he clearly decided that, that's quite within the remit, isn't it? To talk about, the way that men are being affected, but in particular, men are also a gender, aren't they? There's two genders, male and female, a conference on gender. Surely he has a right to talk about men in that. And what gender has to do with high energy physics, I don't know. I mean, this is just cultural Marxism, isn't it? Inserting gender into subjects such as high energy physics. Surprised they haven't started demanding that we have pygmies in there as well, or Congoids, all these other low IQ races. Maybe we should be campaigning to have more Aborigine physics professors. We'll just give them the title and then surely they'll be able to do the work, won't they? That's all that matters. You just give them the title and they can do the job. And it just makes a mockery of this. It's like women just want to play at the roles that men have. They don't want to actually become a physicist through merit. They just want to be told that they are a physics professor. They don't actually care about the fact whether they can do the work or not. It's just that they want to do all the things that men want to do. They want to insert themselves into everything that men do. And they can't. And men can't insert themselves into everything that women do. And you know, what about if we were to say, well, we haven't got enough nursing mothers that are men. We need more men to become nursing mothers. Well, we can't, because men can't lactate. We can't breastfeed babies. So we can't actually do that. And the same as women are not going to be able to do these jobs in science like this. Is physics okay? There may be a very, very small percentage you can, but that's because there are always exceptions to the rule. That doesn't mean the rule doesn't exist. You know, in actual fact, it proves the rule. The fact that there aren't any women in physics, that proves the rule. It means that the only ones that are there are the exceptions to that. Professor Strumia has since then defended his comments, saying he was only presenting the facts. This guy has refused to back down. CERN, the European Nuclear Research Centre, described Professor Strumia's presentation as highly offensive. Highly offensive. The truth is highly offensive to these people. The centre, which discovered the Higgs boson particle in 2012, has removed the slides used in the talk from its website, in line with a code of conduct that does not tolerate personal attacks and insults. And this is what it's become now. You point the truth out to people and it gets taken as a personal attack and an insult. And some of these slides are actually pretty funny. He had a little cartoon on there, and it was obviously a booth at a university for STEM subjects. And they're desperately trying to get women to sign up. They're offering them bribes. They're offering them prizes. They're saying, please, please come and join our STEM subjects. And all the women aren't interested. They're just turning away. And that's the fact of it. We have all these feminists demanding that we have more women in STEM subjects. But why didn't they take up STEM subjects? Why didn't they take up physics and study physics? It's because they're not interested in it. Women are not interested in doing these subjects. They don't have a natural aptitude for them. So they will demand that we have more women at these subjects, but nobody's actually interested in doing them. And the only way they can get women into them is by lowering the standards, which is also something that he pointed out, backed up by fact. And apparently that's a personal attack, a personal attack. I don't believe he was personally attacking anyone in this speech. I don't believe he used any names. He wasn't using insults. He was just pointing out facts. Facts are now insults. As I said earlier about the Negro IQ, if you point that out, that will be taken as being an insult It's just a fact of life. It's the way the world was created. Negroes were created like that with an IQ of 75. That's why they're not retarded. White men weren't created with an IQ of 75. That's why if we do have an IQ of 75, we are retarded. Professor Strumia, who regularly works at CERN, presented the results of a study of published research papers from an online library. And this is a study that he's done. It's not him just getting up there on the stage and poking fun at women or thinking he'll insult women. This is him publishing a study of research papers at a conference on gender. And he's talking about his own gender, and that's why he's been attacked. He told his audience of young, predominantly female physicists that his results proved that physics is not sexist against women. However, the truth does not matter because it is part of a political battle coming from the outside. Again, that's absolutely true. This isn't coming from within the sciences. This is coming from feminists. This is coming from these feminist professors at the universities. Feminists in the Labour Party that are all demanding that we have an equal amount of women as men in all these jobs that are traditionally male roles. That's the thing. I mean, who would you want to be rescued by if you were in a fire? Would you want a 5 foot female coming to rescue you, or would you want a 6 foot six bloke coming to rescue you? Look at the police. I mean, look at the head of the Metropolitan Police, Cressida Dick. This pixie-like lesbian, she's about 5 foot tall. Well, what good is she going to be at policing when she's only 5 foot tall? She's got no presence whatsoever. And she's leading the police force. It's no surprise that London is in the grip of a massive crime wave at the moment with Cressida Dick and the Pakistani mayor presiding over it all. But that's another matter. Getting back to this Professor Strumia, he produced a series of graphs which, he claimed, showed that women were hired over men whose research was cited more by other scientists in their publications, which is an indication of higher quality. So this is a scientific study that he's done. And he's looked, so you would say, well, how can you measure whether one person is better than another? Well, you can look and you can see whether their research papers, how many people have actually cited those research papers. And quite clearly, the men have had their research papers cited a lot more than any of these female scientists. And that proves that the men's research is more important. It's of a higher quality, is the way that he has worded this. It's a quality matter here. It's a matter of who's producing the highest quality research. And it's quite clearly the men. Otherwise, the female scientists, they would have their publications cited. And there is a push to cite them as well. Don't forget, there's this huge drive to make a big song and dance about the fact that women scientists ever do anything at all. So this isn't for lack of people wanting to cite women. There's a big drive at the moment to get women into science and to promote them. And yet, even with all of that, it is still men's reports that are getting cited more than women. He also presented data that he claimed showed that male and female researchers were equally cited at the start of their careers, but men scored progressively better as their careers progressed. So again, that shows you that men improve in their studies and in their research, whereas at a much faster rate than women do. And this is because intellectual pursuits are male. It's a male thing, intellectualism, using logical reasoning. It's a female thing to think emotionally. Women are programmed to be very good mothers. They're programmed to be very good homemakers. That's what women excel at. That's what women will be content at doing. I mean, these women that are demanding more and more women in science, they're not content, are they? They're not happy. They haven't got a smile on their faces. Whereas if you look at the mother with three or four children or five or six children that's in a happy marriage, I mean, you will be looking at a contented woman, a woman that is making full use of everything that she can possibly, that she's best at doing. Whereas these feminist professors, they're obviously not doing what they should be doing because they're not happy, because they've got these horrible, mean looks on their faces, like bulldogs chewing wasps, demanding that this oppression of women be stopped, as if men are deliberately not taking on female scientists. There just aren't any female scientists. They're not interested in doing that. It doesn't matter how many dolls you produce dressed up in scientists' clothing for little girls. They are always going to want to push the pushchair and dress the doll up as a baby, because that's naturally what young girls want to do. They don't want to be scientists and spacemen and fight in the army. They may do when they get a little bit older. They may go through a tomboy phase. But that's because they don't realise what they have as being girls, because they're being told that all the things that girls do, such as becoming mothers and homemakers, that's disparaged. Girls aren't supposed to want to be princesses anymore. They're supposed to want to be engineers and carpenters and ridiculous things that they're just not suited to doing. What woman wants to have broken fingernails all the time and calloused hands? That's not particularly feminine traits, is it? It's unnatural, totally, completely unnatural. And it's all down to this brainwashing that both the genders are the same and we can blend the two together into this hermaphrodite. I mean, it's a Gnostic idea, really, of blending the two genders together and blurring the boundaries between them. It's a Gnostic Kabbalistic thing. And of course, it also finds its expression in this drive towards diversity and equality. Professor Strumier pointed to behavioural research, which he suggested may account for the disparity. One study, he told his audience, indicated that men prefer working with things and women prefer working with people. And another, he claimed, suggested that there was a difference even in children before any social influence. And these are studies that prove reality. And he is being attacked for saying them, for pointing out the fact that men are good with things and women are good with relationships. That's supposedly insulting. That's hate. That's a personal attack on women. I mean, this is something that Simon Shepherd brought up years ago, about the domain of the man is the thing and the domain of the woman is the relationship. Women are at their happiest when they are working on relationships. They love gossiping about relationships. They love putting people together, matchmaking, all that kind of thing. That's what women are best at doing. That's what they enjoy doing. Men like working on things. We like taking things apart. We like seeing how they work. We like putting them back together again. That's not something that women are particularly good at. Women are good at mending clothes. That's something that men don't have the patience for, but the women do have the patience with. We also have the differences between our brains. I mean, there are big biological differences between male and female brains. The female brain has a wider corpus callosum, which joins the right-hand hemisphere to the left-hand hemisphere. In men, it's a much thinner connecting line between the two. And one side of the brain is logic, the other side is emotion, broadly. So in women's cases, logic bleeds into emotion. They don't know where the logic ends and the emotion begins. This is why we end up with people like Amber Rudd, when she's giving her reasons for why she bans an organisation such as National Action. She doesn't think she actually has to bring up anything illegal that they've done. It's enough to say that they're Nazis, anti-Semites and racists, all emotional trigger words, because she doesn't like them. That's enough. She doesn't have to actually bring up any proof of illegal activity. It's just enough that she doesn't like the way they think, because she has a black boyfriend, so of course she's offended by it. And that's all she has to point to. And you can see that she was quite infuriated by National Action as well. So her emotions got the better of her. Even right at the very top in the politicians, these female politicians, their emotions will get the better of them and they won't think logically. And that's because they're women. They shouldn't be in those roles that they're in. And instead of people standing up and saying they shouldn't be in these roles, these idiot men that claim to be feminists, like David Cameron, they encourage it. They encourage this. I mean, we really have brought all this on our heads. You can say, well, the Jews have encouraged it. But women can't do anything without our permission. They only have 2/3 of our body strength. You know, they literally cannot do anything if men don't first allow them to do it. So we do have to take responsibility for this. And I mean, here he's pointing out that, you know, you can see this in children. This isn't the fact that they go to school and girls are taught to do girl things and boys are taught to do boy things. Girls instinctively want to do girl things. Girls will instinctively go to the pink princess aisle in the toy store. They won't go to look at the boys' toys. Girls instinctively want to push a pushchair. They instinctively want to play with dolls. They want to play with babies. That's just what they do by instinct. And boys want to do man things. And this is before there's any cultural influence whatsoever. And this is proved by all these studies. Yet to point that out means you are making personal attacks and insults. So good on this guy, this Professor Strumia, for refusing to back down to this. He's refusing to apologize. Professor Strumia said that these conclusions may not be fully right, but the opposite assumption of identical brains is ideology. Well, I would say that he is fully correct, but his assumption here is entirely correct as well, that this is just ideology. This idea that men and women have identical brains is not borne out by biological fact. It's just crazy Marxist ideology. This same crazy ideology that thinks that everybody is a tabula rasa, everyone is a blank slate at birth, that anything can be imprinted upon, that it's all nurture. That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. It starts out equal nature and equal nurture, and the older you get, the more it becomes nature, until eventually it's about 70% nature and 30% nurture. This is why they say the older you get, the more you turn out like your father or your mother. And eventually you look in the mirror and you think, geez, I'm just like my dad. You know, you may have started out when you were at school rebelling against your dad, but eventually you get to an age where you think, well, I'm just like him. And that's the genes. That's the biology. We cannot go against biology. Everyone is not created equal. If everyone was created equal, everybody would be able to become a musician. They can't. Whether you're a musician or not, that's biological. That's passed down through the genes. I mean, that's understood, that if you have two musicians that marry, that the child is going to be highly likely to have musical ability. But you couldn't get two people with no musical ability whatsoever, and nobody in the family with musical ability, and then have a child that is able to write music. It just doesn't happen. These traits are passed down from parents. This ties in with this idea that the left has, that it's just the rich and wealthy. It's because they went to a private school that they've succeeded. No, it's not. They went to a private school because their parents had a high intellect. Their parents had high aptitude, so they could afford to send the kid to the school. And the kid itself is also going to have high aptitude because he will inherit that from his parents. Really doesn't matter what school they went to. The children of high IQ parents are going to do very well in life. It's all about what you start out with. If you only have an IQ of 75, you're not going to be able to improve on that. You're only going to be able to raise yourself up to a certain standard and no higher. And it's the same with women trying to do what men do, and men trying to do what women do. As evidence of discrimination against male researchers, Professor Strumia claimed that Oxford University extends exam times for women's benefit, and Italy offers free or cheaper university places for female research students. He also said that he himself was overlooked for a job that he was more qualified for, which was then given to a woman. Now, we've reported on the Oxford University extending that exam time. Women were getting 15 minutes to half an hour extra exam time than men, simply so that they could try and get more women into science. And that is obvious discrimination against men. Obvious discrimination against men. And yet, because he's bringing this up, they're calling him insulting. I mean, they're just proving what he says. I mean, earlier he said, the truth does not matter. This is part of a political battle coming from outside. And that they're just proving this by attacking him for bringing this up. I mean, this all comes from from study and research, but every day you can find some discrimination that is going on against men somewhere or other, usually white men as well, where they are offering jobs only to black and minority ethnic applicants, such as in the police or at the BBC. This discrimination against men is going on everywhere, and to point it out, it makes you into a hater. It's because reality itself, the left are at war with reality itself. Dr. Jessica Wade, a physicist at Imperial College London who was at the meeting, told BBC News that Professor Strumia's analysis was simplistic, drawing on ideas that had long been discredited. How can these actual reports of Oxford University extending exam time for women, that hasn't been discredited? That's fact. That was even reported itself by the BBC. She said it was really upsetting to those at the workshop. There were young women and men exchanging ideas and their experiences on how to encourage more women into the subject and to combat discrimination in their careers. Then this man gets up saying all this horrible stuff. She added, I don't understand how such a forward-thinking organisation like CERN, which does so much to promote diversity in research, could have invited him to speak to young people just starting off in their research careers when his ideas are so well known. Well, I would guess that the reason why CERN were employing him is because he's very good at what he does. Because he's actually there for substance. He's not there because he was just on a diversity quota. He's there because he's very good at the job that he does. He has the qualifications. He's qualified to do the job. Whereas a lot of these women that are in there, they're not qualified to do the job. If they have to have an extra half an hour on their exams in order to do as well as the men, then they're not going to be as good as the men, are they? I mean, that is just a fact. That's not something that's been discredited. In a statement, CERN, which currently has its first ever woman director general, well, how about they actually said, well, who has its first ever director general that has achieved XYZ? So someone who's actually done something really good, broken barriers, broken records. Well, no, all that's special about this new director general is that it's part of one of the 50% of the population. That's all it is. Women are 50% of the population. That's what's so amazing about this director general, is that she comes from 50% of the population. It's hardly anything special, really, is it? She said that the organisers were not aware of the content of the talk prior to the workshop. CERN is a culturally diverse organisation bringing together people from dozens of nationalities. I'm surprised she didn't actually say diversity is a strength. It is a place where everyone is welcome and all have the same opportunities regardless of ethnicity, beliefs, gender or sexual orientation. A CERN spokesman confirmed that there was a video recording of the presentation. Senior managers would decide whether to release part or all of it, it said. I'd like to see his presentation, I really would. When the BBC contacted Professor Strumia, he said, people say that physics is sexist and physics is racist. I made some simple checks and discovered that it wasn't, that it was actually becoming sexist against men, and I said so. That's what the facts show us. That is exactly what the facts show us. That is what we see happening in the world around us, and that is what these leftists cannot stand to hear. They live in a fantasy world, and they're insisting that everyone else goes along with their fantasy world. They want everyone else to go on and on about how wonderful the Emperor's new clothes are when he's not wearing any. And this Professor Strumia has pointed it out. The Emperor is not wearing any clothes. Last month, Professor Jocelyn Bell Burnell told the BBC she believed that unconscious bias against women had prevented them from getting jobs in physics research. Well, that's just not true. And this Professor Strumia has proved that that's just not true. Because he showed that it's actually men that have higher qualifications than women. It's not that there's an unconscious bias, because they are desperate to employ women. And this is what these guys' cartoons showed at the university, that they were offering free bursaries, free scholarships, free extra tuition, extra half an hour to complete their exams, and yet still they couldn't actually get enough women. So there's not that there's an unconscious bias against women, there's a bias against men. In 2015, Nobel laureate Professor Tim Hunt resigned from his position at University College London after telling an audience of young female scientists at a conference in South Korea that the trouble with girls in labs was that when you criticize them, they cry. Now, that was just a joke. He hardly meant that seriously. If they can't take a joke, then they've just proved his point, haven't they? They can't take a joke when he says something like that, and they demand that he steps down from his position. I mean, that just proves it, that when you criticize the girls, they cry. And that's what they did collectively, didn't they, by forcing him to lose his job. Anyway, this is absolutely wonderful that this Professor Strumia has stood up and spoken the truth and pointed out that it's actually discrimination against men. And I hope we hear more about it in the next few days. And I really do hope that he doesn't lose his job. I mean, this guy really needs to be praised for this, and I hope we see more male scientists coming out of the woodwork to applaud him and confirm that what he said is correct. Anyway, thank you very much for listening today. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless, and hail victory.